Yiraisa.
Today's Amud for Chazara is Sukkah Heyam Abeis. We're holding on Heyam and Aleph by the second to last line, the last words of the line, Rav Huna Amar. So says the Gemara, we said until now that the Makar, that the Kapayres, was a Tefach Tol, is learned out from the Miskeres of the Shulchan, that just like the Miskeres of the Shulchan was a Tefach Tol, so too the Kapayres was a Tefach Tol. Once we knew that, we were able to say that it comes out that the Aron Kodesh in total, together with the Kapayres, was 10 Tefachim Tol, and we learned out that that's a significant shear, that that's the Makar, that the Sukkah needs to be 10 Tefachim Tol. So now says the Gemara, Rav Huna Amar, a different Makar, that how do we know that the Kapayres was a Tefach Tol? The Aron we know was 9 Tefachim. The Aron was 9 Tefachim because the Torah describes it as being an Amma and a half tall. If assuming an Amma is 6 Tefachim, so an Amma and a half is 9 Tefachim. How do we know that the Kapayres is a Tefach? So the Gemara previously said it's learned out from the Misgeres of the Shulchan. However, Rav Huna Amar, Mihacha, it's learned out from the following. It says by the Hazoas Adam of the Kohen Gadol named Kippur, of the Dam Apar, it says, Apenei HaKapayres Kedma, that he sprinkles the Dam, Apenei HaKapayres. Ve'ein Panim Pachas Mitefach. Now we know a face of a person is never less than a Tefach, and that's how we know that the Penei HaKapayres, that the Kapayres, is a Tefach Tol. Maybe it's referring to the face of a giant bird, so it's even larger than a tefach. And for the Gemara, tefastim rubele, tefasta. That we always go with the smaller shear when we have two options, and therefore we assume it's talking about a human, but that's only a tefach. In fact, the Gemara, if you're looking for the smallest possible shear, so then ve'ema ka'apid de tziparta de zutar tuva. So maybe it's saying it's like the face of a tziparta, of a small bird, de zutar tuva, which is much smaller than a tefach. So maybe the kapayrus was also smaller than a tefach. Rav Acher Bar Yaakov, that Rav Huna Pnei Gamar. No, it's not just Tam, he was looking for another face. He actually had a Gzereshava of a Pasuk which said Pnei. So he has a Gzereshava of Pnei. Ksiv Hach, it says over here regarding the Kapayres, it says a Pnei HaKapayres. Uksiv Hasam is Pnei Yitzchak Aviv. So just like over there was a human, so too the face that the Kapayres is being described with, the Pnei HaKapayres, is like the face of a human is a Tefach Tol. In fact, the Gemara v'neilof panim shalmaylo. If we're just looking for gzeir shava panim, so maybe we should learn it out from the panim of Milo, which is obviously much larger than a tefach. The chsiv, as the pasuk says, kirais pnei alokim v'tirtzeni. So you see pnei alokim. So maybe the kapayrus is larger than a tefach. And for the Gemara, then no, again, tefasta merubalei tefasta, tefasta mua tefasta. It's definitely a possibility, but when we have two possibilities, we go with the smaller shear, and therefore we'd rather learn it out from the Pnei Yitzchak. Ask the Gemara, though, if you're looking out for a smaller Pnei, so then v'neil of mikruv, so learn it out from the kruvim. The chziv, as the pasuk says, elaka pyris yu Pnei hakruvim. So Pnei hakruvim, which are, the Gemara assumes is less than a tefach, so maybe that should be the makar, and really the kapyris is less than a tefach. Says the Gemara, Amar v'achabar Yaakov, that gemimri ain Pnei hakruvim p'chusa mi tefach. No, it's not true. That really the Pnei hakruvim is not less than a tefach. And more than that, says the Gemara, v'ravun enami mehoch gomer. That was really talk of Ravuna's makar. Not from Pnei Yitzchak, it was from Pnei hakruvim. That the Pnei hakruvim are a tefach. And that's of Yitzchak's, Ravuna's makar, that so too the kapayres is a tefach tall. It's learned out from the kruvim, which makes more sense than saying it's learned out from Pnei Yitzchak, because this is mamish within the same cleat. It's within the Aron Kodesh. It was the Aron with the Kapayrus on top and the Kruvim on top of that. So it makes a lot of sense that we would learn out the height of the Kapayrus from the face of the Kruvim, which is a Tefach. Now just points, ask the Gemara, my Kruv, what does it mean, Kruv? Am Rabbi Avayu Keravya. It means like the face of a young child. She came above El Kairin Linuka Ravya. They would call a young child a Ravya. Amalei Abaye, says Abaye, El Me'ata, Dechsiv, that which the Pasuk says, by Nevuas Yecheskel, Pnei Ha'echer, Pnei Ha'kruv, Pnei Ha'sheni, Pnei Adam, and you're telling me the Kruv is a person, so Hainu Kruv, Hainu Adam, it comes out, it's really the same thing. A Kruv is a person. Says the Gemara, then no, Ape Ravrivi, Va'ape Zutra. There's a difference between Kruv, which is the Adam, which is the face of a Ravrivi, it's the face of an adult, and Pnei Kruv, which is Ape Zutri, which is the face of a young child. So it's, even though they're both people, but it's still described with two different words, because it's two different ages of people. One's an adult and one's a child. Says the Gemara, now, Umayda Chalala Asara Bar Mischacha, Ema Bahadi Schacha. So now we're going back to the home again. This whole shakla v'tarya for the last amud and a half was all to explain that how do we know that the sukkah, that the halal of the sukkah needs to be at least 10 tefachim, and we said it's learned down from the height of the Aron Kodesh together with the kapayres, that the height of the Aron together with the kapayres was 10 tefachim tall. Well, ask the Gemara, so if the makar is from the Aron, so how do you know that the schach has to be over an area of 10 tefachim, that the halal has to be 10 tefachim? Eman bahadis chacham, maybe it's just that the whole sukkah needs to be 10 tefachim, meaning together with the height of the schach, just like it's the Aron together with the height of the kapayres, which is 10 tefachim. So maybe so too with the sukkah together with the height of the schach has to be 10 tefachim. You could really have a sukkah that's only 9 tefachim off the ground and then has a height of schach, has a thickness, has a tefach thickness of schach. Maybe that would also be kosher. So therefore, this whole makar is not a good makar, because we need a makar that the halal of the sukkah needs to be 10 tefachim. So it says the Gemara, Elami Beis Elamim Gamar, we learn it now from the Beis HaMikdash. The Chassid, the Pasuk says, Rabbi Yisrael Sharbana HaMelech Shlomoy, Lashem was 60 amah arka, it was 60 amos long, Vasim Rachaboy, Ushleishim amah kaimasa, it had a height of 30. Uksev, and it says by the Kruvim that Shlomo Melech made, it says, Kaimasa Kruva Echad Eser Bahama, Vachena Kruva Shani, that each one was 10 amos tall. So that's a third of the height of the Beis HaMikdash. Vitanya Mamet Sinu Beis HaLamim Kruvim Beshlish HaBayis, just like we find in the Beis HaMikdash, that the Kruvim, they reached the height of a third of the Binyan itself, of the Mikdash itself, Hinoimdin. So So too by the Mishkan, Mistama Shlomo HaMelech was replicating what he saw in the, what we had in the Mishkan, that the Mishkan was also, the Kruvim were a third of the height of the Mishkan itself. So now, let's figure out, in order to figure out how high the Kruvim were, we have to just figure out how tall the Mishkan was. So now, Mishkan Kamahavi, how tall was the Mishkan? It was Eser Amos, it was 10 Amos tall. The Chziv, as the Pasuk says, Eser Amos Arich HaKarash, that the Krashim, the beams were 10 Amos long. Now, Kamahavi Lu, so how much is 10 Amos in Tfachim? It's Shis in Pushchi, it's 60 Tfachim, Pushchi is Aramaic for Tfachim, it was 60 Tfachim, that's how tall the Mishkan was. So now, Tilsi Kamahavi, how much is a third of 60? It's Eser in Pushchi, it's 20 tefachim. So the kruvim reached the height, a total height of 20 tefachim off the ground. However, that doesn't mean that the kruvim themselves were 20 tefachim, because the kruvim rested on top of the kapayres. So how tall were the kruvim themselves? Da'ala sarah da'arim v'kapayres. Take away 10 of the aron together with the kapayres. Pashaluhu asara. It comes out that the kruvim themselves were an additional 10 tefachim. They themselves were 10 tefachim. Just on top of the aron and the kapayres, it reached the height of 20. But they themselves were 10 tefachim tall. Uksiv in the Pasuk says, V'hayu akruvim parsechen afayim l'mayla, soichichim bekanfeim al kapayres. It describes what their wings did when they hovered over the kapayres as being mesachich, as being soichichim bekanfeim al kapayres. So now, kariya rachman is chachalim al me'asar, you see that the Torah calls it schach when it has a halal of 10 tefachim. Well, ask the Gemara, Mimaida Gadfinu Ilavi Reshayu. Who says that the wings went on top of their heads and that they were hovering over a halal of 10 tefachim? Dilma Lahadi Reshayu Kaime. Maybe they were flushed together with the heads of the Kruvim, and really it was hovering over a halal that was slightly less than 10 tefachim. Says the Gemara, then no, Amr of Acha Bar Yaakov Lamailik Siv. The Pasuk describes it as Lamaila. The Pasuk says that they were Parse Kanfayim Lamaila, Seichim Bekanfayim Alakapayres. It says it was Lamaila. So that's how we know it was on top of their heads. Okay, well, the aim of the midli tuva, so maybe it was very high up over their heads. Maybe it was only being masachich over an area that's, let's say, 12 tvachim tall. And so all we see from here, is that it's only called schach when it's hovering over a halal of 12 tvachim. How do you know even just 10 tvachim? Says the Gemara, because mik siv lamaila lamaila. Does it say that the wings went lamaila lamaila? It says one time lamaila, so it was just over their heads. It was being masachich over an area that was exactly 10 tvachim. So that's the makar. That a sukkah, the schach needs to be hovering over a halal of 10 tefachim. Well, says the Gemara, Hanicha Rabbi Meir. This is all works only if we assume like Rabbi Meir, the Amar Kola Amais Hayu Beninis, who says that an Amo is an Amo Benini, is an average Amo is 6 tefachim. So then it works out, and it comes out the kapayres, which were on top the kruvim, that were on top of the aron together with the kapayres, had a height of 10, because the aron together with the kapayres had a height of 10. And therefore, to make up, to get us to 20, we say that the kruvim were an additional 10. The wings were right over the head, so it comes out the wings were hovering over an area, being masachich over a halal of 10. Elul Rabbi Yehuda, but if you go like Rabbi Yehuda, the Amar Amish al Binyan Shisha Tfachim, Vishal Kalim Chamisha, that's only the Amis used with regarding the building of the structure of the Mishkan that were 10, that were 6 Tfachim each. But the Amis used to design the Kalim, that's referring to Amis that are 5 Tfachim. So Ma Ikal Meimar, so then we lost the Makar. Because Arin v'Kapayres Kama Havilu, it comes out how tall is the Arin together with the Kapayres. The Arin, which was an Am and a half, is 7.5 Tfachim. The Kapayres is an additional Tefach, so it's Tmanu Upalga. It comes out to just be 8.5 Tfachim. So now Pashaluhu Chatzrei Upalga. It comes out that the Kruvim, which had to reach the height of 20 to get to a third of the height of the Mishkan, had to reach a height of 20 Tfachim. It comes out that they were being Mesachich over a Chalal of 11.5 Tfachim. Not just 10 tefachim, it was being mesachich over an area of 11.5 tefachim. So ema sukkah ad dehavya chadzer yupalga. So maybe a sukkah also, it's only called tzchach if it's hovering over an area of 11.5 tefachim. How? What's the makar that the sukkah could be just 10 tefachim tall? Says the Gemara, Elul Rabbi Yehuda hilchas gemirila. According to Rabbi Yehuda, who says that the amish al kelim or chamisha tefachim, Rabbi Yehuda will have to tell you that the makar that the sukkah needs to be 10 tefachim. That's Allah Moshe Mesinai. The Amr Rabbi Chiya bar Ashi Amarav. Shiurin chatzitzin mechitzin halacha moshe misinai, that all these things are halacha moshe misinai. So included in that is the shir of the sukkah, and Bezus Hashem in the following shir we'll discuss this memra in more detail.